Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. In this podcast, we'll explore trends, issues, and events surrounding Lutheran education. In each episode, we'll invite educational experts to shed light on topics that support educators, administrators, and staff. Thank you for listening to LSEM's Lutheran Education Podcast.
Welcome to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. I am your host, Richard Schumacher. I'm the Director of Programs and Services here at LSEM, and today we are pleased to have with us from Mayer Lutheran High School in Mayer, Minnesota, and the Genesis Virtual Academy, Joel Landscreener. Joel's the Executive Director at Mayer Lutheran, and Kim Ross, who is the director of the Genesis Virtual Academy. Gentlemen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
So as we begin, just tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you've been, how God has brought you to this place in ministry. And Joel, why don't we go ahead and start with you?
Sure. Yeah, I've been a teacher for 14 years. My career took me from Miami. I was at Holy Cross in North Miami, Florida, and then to Baltimore Lutheran for 14 years, and then in 2000, I was called to be the kind of the founding head of school at Trinity Lutheran High School, Seymour, Indiana, and we were there 6 years and got the school up and running, and it's still going great, and then I had the call here to Mayer back in 2006 to be the executive director, and Lord directed our family here, and we've lived here ever since, and Mayer Lutheran High School is just it's a great place. It's a great place to be, great community, awesome teachers and staff. And we, a couple years ago, I had read a book called Disrupting Class, and it was about online learning and the future of education, and felt, you know, Mayer Lutheran shouldn't be limited with technology to Mayer, Minnesota for the mission of preparing Christian leaders, which is our school's mission. And so we looked to start an online school. And we found an individual who knew something about online education. His name is Kim Ross, and he enabled us to start a kind of a new school called Genesis Virtual Academy. And I think I'll turn it over to Kim, and he can tell you a little bit about himself.
Thanks, Joel. Yes, I had a career in public education, a math teacher, computer science teacher, an administrator, and actually started several of the Minnesota State public online programs. Prior to starting and working with Joel at Genesis at Mayer Lutheran, I was on an accreditation team for Mayer Lutheran, and that was my first exposure to Mayer Lutheran, and I have one memory of that, is that when I was all done and speaking with my wife, I said, boy, I wish my kids could go to school here. And that was prior to Joel and I ever connecting on online learning. But we started about 9 years ago getting together to talk about online learning, and we've been blessed since that time.
All right. Now, Joel, I'm intrigued. It sounds to me like a big step to be able to read a book and get an idea and then turn that idea into an actual thriving online academy that can be utilized by students globally. So what about that book? What did you read? What did you hear that really excited you to the possibility that, hey, this is something that could work and could work here at Mayer?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Clayton Christensen is the author of Disrupting Class, and he's the guy who's coined the term disruptive innovation. You know, he's the guy who could see the end of Blockbuster years ago, and we were going away from VCRs and actual media. We can now do it through the air, or you know, the demise of many great companies like Kodak, right? And so, anyway, as I read that, I've been thinking about that for a long time. Anyway, you know, everything's being disrupted. It seems like, what about our schools? Are we going to be disrupted? I know our universities, you know, are about it. And 10 years ago, I was thinking about that, thinking, you know, what is the future of how we do schools? And that book kind of resonated with me that, you know, we better start other options than the traditional way of doing it. Or we could end up like Kodak or end up like any typewriter company
sure.
or something. And so when that resonated with me, I'm also a footnote reader. And as I kept, you know, I looked at the footnotes of each chapter, and I kept seeing this guy's name, Kim Ross from Houston, Minnesota, who had started the Minnesota Virtual Academy, the first public online school in the state of Minnesota. And I thought, well, he's in Minnesota. Maybe I should talk to him about what this is all about. Because I really obviously didn't know a ton about it, but I could sense that something needed to happen. So fortunately, I was able to get hold of Kim. And in you know that we hit it off right away, you know, and the big key is not only does he know what he's doing, but he's a strong Christian man, so he understands our school's mission and what we're all about. So we didn't have to explain that to him. That was fantastic. He sat down with myself and our principal Kevin Willoughby, and we said to him, Kim, how hard is it to start an online school? And he goes, that's not too hard. He kind of explained to us how to do it. And then I took notes and made a report to our board, and I said to the board, you know, I think this is something in this day and age, our mission should not be limited to a spot on the globe in historic Mare, Minnesota. And so they authorized some funds to have essentially a business plan made up for starting an online school. And, of course, we hired Kim. He at that time, he was a consultant, and he did a very good business plan for us, very clear, laid out how it could look. Of course, you can never perfectly tell the future.
Sure.
And then he, you know, the board said, yep, we want to go do this. This is what we got to give it a swing anyway to see what'll happen. So then, of course, the next step is you got to find a head for your online school. And lo and behold, Kim applied for the job. And we are glad he did. We are so blessed that he did. And so, you know, our first swing at the school, you know, we didn't quite know. We thought we knew who our audience would be. The natural inclination would be homeschoolers, maybe missionary kids around the globe. And as it turned out, we started getting phone calls from our fellow Lutheran schools, especially elementary schools, looking for some coursework that they couldn't provide themselves with limited staffs or what have you. And all of a sudden, it just was amazing. But we began serving schools all over the country. And helping them in their ministries. And you know, who would have ever thought of that when we first started this school?
Sure.
Now here we fast forward about 8 years later, and we have a growing homeschool clients that's growing. And we're seeing not only missionary students, we have missionary kids taking courses, but now we're seeing more and more of schools, not only elementary schools, but also high schools, contacting us for assistance. You know, it's not too hard to explain that it's tough to run our schools, and our biggest cost is human resources. And if schools can use Genesis Virtual Academy, perhaps save them some dollars in that while being able to deliver high quality education to students, they're beginning to understand that that's probably a good idea, and it has been. It's been very successful. We have really high ratings. We do an annual survey. And proof in the pudding is just growing number of students and growing number of schools using us every year. So it didn't just go from 0 to 100 like that, but sure. It probably wasn't too far off. And again, we were just blessed to have all these things come together, these pieces come together at the right time.
All right, now, Kim, I'm curious about your side of that initial meeting, because again, To hear, well, it's not that hard to put this together. I'm sure in some ways it wasn't, but I'm sure in some ways that's a simplification. What did you see at Mayer and with the ideas that Joel and his team were bringing that made this this new venture appealing to you?
Well, I'd say it was an interest in an attitude of doing something different. Changing the way schools work is not an easy thing, and a lot of times, you know, innovation doesn't happen. But it takes a spirit of interest, an ability to look forward, and an ability to take some risk too. So all of those elements were present at Mayer Lutheran, the right people, the right vision or a vision of looking forward clearly is
So tell me a little bit about the Academy itself. And really, I guess, let's just start with this question here. Who does this really most effectively work for? You've mentioned a lot of different groups, whether it's schools, classrooms, individual families, homeschool. Who do you see this really working best for to provide the academic support or the academic learning opportunities that might be lacking in other places?
Well, there's two primary audiences. One is the individual student, and then schools. For schools, it works well for schools that might not have everything to offer for their kids. It works well for schools that are trying to find ways to attract or retain students. It works well for schools that are trying to provide opportunities for maybe advanced students or special interest students. So there's a wide variety of school needs where we can help out well. For individual students, it works well for kids that are self-motivated. It works well for kids that have special needs or circumstances where the traditional classroom or environment isn't all that conducive to learning. Online learning is basically an individual experience, and because of that, we can customize to meet the needs of students wherever they are, whatever their learning abilities are. We can customize all kinds of aspects of the experience for the students and for schools too. Schools are not all the same, so we have the ability to customize a wide variety of service points for schools. So primarily the audience, you know, are schools that have needs and students too that have needs.
So if I'm a elementary school teacher and I'm interested in looking at working with the Genesis Virtual Academy, what sorts of offerings do you have that I could choose from?
Well, we have everything, really. Students could enroll full-time and take their full course of load from Genesis. So that we have math, science, language arts, social studies, foreign language, different electives. We have a full set of offerings for elementary students.
And then same question for the high school level students.
Yep, full array of courses that students could work towards a diploma at Genesis, or round off the course needs in their local school. So all the basics and a wide variety of elective courses, special interest courses, and advanced courses. We have about 300 different courses that we can offer.
We're talking with Joel Landscreener and Kim Ross from the Genesis Virtual Academy here on the Lutheran Education Podcast. So tell me about your staff, your teachers who work in the Virtual Academy. Where do they come from? How do you hire and vet them? And what skills are you looking for in hiring those teachers?
Well, all of our teachers are employees of Mayer Lutheran. They're all Christian, professing faith in Christ. And we get a large amount of application for openings that we have, and so we have a nice selection to choose from. Those that we end up hiring are, what's most important is that they have the ability to connect with students. They're specialists in their subject area. They're licensed in the subject areas that they teach. It's like with most things, this is a people engagement, so their ability to connect with others on a personal level is important. Being a remote school, we need to be able to connect with kids in means that are other than face-to-face. So those are important attributes that come to play. We don't have a lot of openings on an ongoing basis because the teachers we have like to stay with us. We have one opening for this next year, but we've been blessed by having a pretty stable team of teachers.
Now, are these teachers local to the Mayer, Minnesota area, or are they scattered around the country?
Yeah, good question. Over the years, we've had teachers from all over the country teach at Genesis. We have some that are actually teaching in the building here at Mayer Lutheran High School, but other than that, they are teaching from home, remote locations, and so they're in various places. At the moment, most of them are in the Midwest, but we've had teachers from all over the country teaching at Genesis.
And so as you bring these teachers on, again, with my role at LSCM, I'm very familiar with having teachers in many locations around the country and trying to be most effective in helping them to succeed and to managing their needs. How do you guys work to be able to assess your teachers and to make sure that they have what they need to be effective when they're not right there in the building? You can't just pop in and do an observation on a day-to-day basis.
That's a good question. There are a lot of tools that we have. We have a lot of communication processes that are in place. So, you know, we can see that easily. We know what communications are taking place. You know, we know how responsive teachers are to students' needs. So we have an ability to actually see what's going on, and we monitor a variety of things. So we keep an eye on that, but our teachers are, we don't have to worry too much about things. Things come up from time to time, but their experience and what they do, and we're all on the same page. The communication link with teachers is with the student and the school and the parents. And so if something comes up, I'm in the loop. And so it's a pretty, the environment is pretty, pretty close that we're all on the same page. So it may seem difficult to have teachers across the country in different places, but because of the computer systems, the communication systems, we all really know what's going on.
All right. Joel, this question, I guess, is for you. With having basically two unique schools housed in one facility, how do you see the Genesis Virtual Academy benefiting the high school there with the students on campus? Are they able to utilize some of this coursework and do some virtual classes even though they're right there on site? And how does that strengthen your curriculum?
You know, it's a great blessing. You know, whenever you have a good idea, you're going to have unintended consequences that are positive. You might also have some that are negative, but we mostly think positive consequences we could not have foretold, you know, 8 years ago. One of the things that we've seen on our campus, and this is probably true in most schools in the United States anyway, is a growing number of kids with anxiety and challenges like that make it very hard to spend an entire day at a school. That for whatever reason, they're just not wired to be able to do that. And typically what would happen is the parents would pull those students out and either homeschool them or do something else. But we've been able to serve those kids. They can come to school for 2-3 periods a day, kind of get that, and then they can finish up their coursework with their online at home. So they're getting their full educational, you know, program, but not entirely on campus. And because of that, we're able to keep the kids, minister to their spiritual needs, which is our number one goal here at Genesis and at Mayer Lutheran. And so that's been a real blessing. Otherwise, those kids might disappear. We may never see them again. So that's been a really, and we've heard that from other schools as well. Kids that, and sometimes it's a physical disability. They just can't stay in school all day, but they can continue. We had a student who left at the end of the first semester, was not able to stay here at Mayer for whatever reason, but he's going to graduate with a Mayer diploma because in the second semester, he's taking Genesis Online School. do, you know, individualized learning is, you know, one of the keys that every school is trying to do. And it's always a pretty tough nut to crack. You know, we kind of know, we think we know what we mean with individualized learning, but it's really hard to do it in the model we use. Genesis has come to the rescue for that. For example, in our health class here on campus, our health teacher, Joelle Grimsley, outstanding, you know, PE health teacher, she is using Genesis as she teaches her class. And so we're getting a true blended situation. Kids are moving along at their own pace. But then she also puts the best of having a, you know, group of kids actually in a room together to do discussions and to do projects together. And so far, so good. It's the first time we've tried that. And again, it says a lot about our teachers that they're reaching out to figure out ways to accentuate the learning and to make it a little more individualized. And I anticipate that's going to happen more and more. One of the other things that we've seen is our feeder schools. We've been blessed with 12 feeder schools in our area. And a lot of them, you know, as they go, so goes our enrollment. And sometimes they'll get a real strong eighth grade math student, and the parent will just say, you know what, they need to take, they're at the point of trig right now, and your school doesn't offer, we're going to have to send them, you know, somewhere else, which in our area would mean a public school. And then because of Genesis Virtual Academy, they can take that math class, stay at the school, continue to, you know, to grow and all those things that we do great in our Lutheran schools. And then, they graduate from the eighth grade, and Lord willing, they come to Mayor. We have a kid right now at one of our feeder schools. I think he's an eighth grader, and I think he's heading towards pre-calc pretty quick.
He's in pre-calc right now.
Yeah, could you imagine being an elementary principal, and a family says, my kid needs pre-calc,
wow,
and you only go to eighth grade? You know, and so Genesis has worked well. And you asked, you know, how are the teachers rated? We do an annual survey of our families and our schools. And so we have a pretty good data, longitudinal data now over, you know, 7 years or so of where we are. And those reports come back very, very positive. But more importantly than just what people think about is we have some kids in Ohio, for example, who are in eighth grade. They're taking math courses, and they have to pass a test in Ohio to prove that they know what they should know. Our kids who take Genesis math regularly pass those tests. And so that enables then, you know, those principals in those schools. Let's face it, many of our Lutheran schools are not large schools. And Genesis is really a partner for them at a relatively, you know, inexpensive cost to be able to serve all those kids that come in. And it helps them, too, I think, when they promote themselves to their community, you know, to say we offer these courses because more and more our parents are consumer driven, and so they're looking for those kind of things. And Genesis allows our schools to be able to do so. And so it's been a real, real positive. And again, too, you know, now we don't do a lot of this, but you got some kids that, you know, need to retake class, especially at the high school level, to graduate. And Genesis, you know, has been a very positive kind of credit recapture. That's not our major goals. We don't, you know, promote that as a number one reason for the school, but that's been a way to help kids, you know, get their high school diploma who may struggle. So, I mean, the unbelievable blessings that we've seen come from Genesis. I could go on forever with stories of kids who are just, you know, just flourishing in it. And as Kim said earlier, our advanced kids who take classes, especially in the math and the sciences, are already very self-disciplined, and online learning is right down there in their wheelhouse. It works really, really well for them. And like we always say, too, it's not for everybody. There are some kids that just don't, for whatever reason, it doesn't work well for them. Just like the traditional classroom doesn't work well with every kid.
Right.
But it's been fun to watch, and it's been fun to partner with schools, you know, all over the country. And it's interesting too. You asked, you know, not being on the same campus and or having two schools. And Kim doesn't even live in Mayer. He lives. And I see Kim physically maybe once a month, but we're regularly communicating, either, you know, by phone call or email or whatever, because that's the way it works. And that has opened up a lot of opportunity. And another piece that's happened, too, is Kim gets called quite a bit. And we're glad to do this for all the listeners, but all of our schools. Kim gets called for counsel and advice all the time about online learning and online situations And, you know, some schools are trying to, you know, they like to start their own using their own teachers and so forth. And Kim is just a plethora, a fountain of knowledge and experience. And we love those calls. It's just been such a fun ministry to be able to have that impact.
And Genesis Virtual Academy is doing some really exciting things, and we're happy to have Joel Anscreener and Kim Ross here on the podcast to talk about those things. We're going to come back to that in just a minute, but first we're going to step aside for a message from Lutheran Special Education Ministries. You are listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast brought to you by LSEM.
Lutheran Special Education Ministries is an organization committed to serving schools, churches, and families to advance the success of children who have learning needs. Our commitment to this mission began with the opening of the Lutheran School for the Deaf in Detroit. Over the years, our ministry has expanded, and today LSEM is proud to serve in Lutheran schools across the country. But as our ministry has grown, our commitment to helping students succeed academically in an environment where they can also grow spiritually is as strong as ever. So if your church or school is looking for professional development for your faculty, information to share with struggling families, or for a ministry partner to support an existing resource room or start a new one, LSEM is ready to help you meet your specialized learning goals. For more information about how LSEM can help you build brighter futures for your students, please contact us at 248-419-3390 or visit our website at www.luthsped.org. That's www.luthsped.org.
And welcome back to the Lutheran Education Podcast brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. Again, we're talking about the Genesis Virtual Academy, and our guests today are Joel Anscreener, the Executive Director of Mayer Lutheran High School in Mayer, Minnesota, and Kim Ross, who is the Director of the Genesis Virtual Academy. And so, gentlemen, when we wrapped up the first half of the podcast here, we were talking about some of those students who work in this environment. Typically, and let me ask Kim this question, what kind of kids do you see thriving in this environment? I mean, again, as Joel had said, online learning suits some kids very well, others not so much. What sort of qualities do you see in the students that really do well in the online environment?
Boy, we have a lot of students that do well from a wide variety of backgrounds. So all students can do well with proper support, just like any schooling environment with good supervision and support systems. All students can do well. Now, a few that we're really excited about in how we're able to help situations are a couple of our graduates last year that actually started with us. They're in ninth grade or even before. One student really had some social anxiety issues that Joel mentioned before, and just was not able to function in a traditional school environment, and just thrived online. Just thrived, was able to proceed at their own pace, was interacting with teachers, but not encumbered by the social experience, graduated, and is now off in college, which is a little bit more social than the online environment, but we're very excited about her experience. Another graduate we had that in seventh grade was involved in a motorcycle accident and had some head trauma. Okay. And again, the traditional environment just wasn't going to work well. He just needed to do things at a time during the day that worked for him. He too graduated and is now working as an IT support for a major company in Minnesota. So individually, that's great. Kids that are really advanced in their work do well. The example of the math student, the eighth grader in pre-calculus, is just one example of students that exceed in math or other subjects too. If they're interested in something, they can just fly. They're not hampered by the limitations of a traditional classroom, that they can just move forward. And some of them, we have a lot of students that are doing in their second year of math already this year. And so advanced kids, it does well. For schools,
we've filled the gap for situations where maybe they're missing a teacher. So we've been the science department for schools. We've been the foreign language department for schools. And sometimes we continue with that. Sometimes we fill the gap while they're looking for a staff member. And ideally for them, it's best to have a great teacher on staff and we can help out in the meantime. So we feel real good about being able to help schools as well as students.
And you know, that strikes me as being something that's really important right now, especially in the landscape that we're in. Recently saw a report about some of the numbers of Concordia graduates coming into the field at this time, and how there's so the numbers are dwindling in terms of our called workers coming out of our Concordias, and the need to replace teachers who are retiring or leaving the ministry, it just isn't being met there. So there's so many schools with vacancies. I could see where your program would really be a blessing to many of those schools who are in a bind because they're just having a hard time finding qualified teachers to come in and teach.
Yeah, you know, Rich, one of the calls that we've had, there's a number of places around the country that would like to start a Lutheran high school. And as a guy like myself who has actually started a Lutheran high school, it's expensive, it's very challenging to do. And yet the need is there because a lot of these places have great elementary schools and they get the eighth grade and they don't know what to do. And one of the answers that we're discussing with a number of places around the country is the potential of using the online school to help them as they try to start a new kind of high school that's a little different than the traditional. And, you know, only the time will tell, you know, how this will work and where it will work. But it's at least an opportunity that they have that didn't exist a decade ago.
And similarly, I just had a conversation yesterday with a friend in ministry, Dr. John Brandt, up at Valley Lutheran in Saginaw. And among some of the questions that he offered for this was a really interesting idea on how a program like this could potentially help some of our smaller schools, whether it's in rural settings or in urban settings, because this would allow more academic opportunity in areas where, again, staffing might become an issue.
Yeah, that is one of the great opportunities that we provide. You know, I think in reality, there's certain courses and certain situations where you really like to have that human. I mean, we're about ministry first and foremost. And it's so much, you know, better, more effective to have that, you know, that human interaction. But the reality is that doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes you just don't have the people, the human resources to continue to do what you need to do. And so what we offer then is a opportunity to continue that ministry, but in a different sense. And in many ways, very effective. But again, I think, you know, we acknowledge that it's still better to have that human if it's possible. And like you said, it's harder to find them as a fewer are going into the teaching ministry.
And that leads me to my next question, Joel. With all of the academics that you are offering here, talk to me about the religious theological classes that you have, and not just from the academic side of that, but how are you able to do ministry and share faith with the students, even though they're sitting on a computer in some other state or in some other country?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. First and foremost, when we hire our teachers, we hire devout you know, Christians who believe the Bible is truth. Many of them are, you know, Missouri Synod Lutheran trained, or they're teaching in an LCMS school, but some are not. But right out of the get-go, we make no bones about it, what we're doing and what we're about. If it was just a school, we wouldn't be involved with it, but it's a ministry. That's what gets us up in the morning to do this.
Excellent.
And so, you know, how do we integrate the faith is the question. We ask every day at Mayor Lutheran High School. I'm sure John Brandt, that's a fine leader at the Saginaw Valley Lutheran High School, I'm sure that discussion goes on every day as well. But for us, it's a matter of, first of all, integrating that faith through the curriculum. So we use a lot of a different curricula that is from a Christian perspective. So, for example, biology, always one of the big ones. Sciences are always the big ones.
Sure.
You're going to have a young earth perspective at Genesis Virtual Academy. You're going to certainly intelligent design creation is going to be the call of the day in our science courses. And so in choosing curriculum, we make sure that is first and foremost going to be from that Christian perspective, which we believe is also really good science. And then after that, there's the personal relational piece. Now, I happen to teach an online class. I'm teaching a health class, and I've got students in South Dakota, one in Kenya, and there's a lot of emailing back and forth, just how are you doing, how's your family. A kid just told me that he couldn't get his work done because they had death in the family. So here I have an opportunity to pray for them, to acknowledge that there's somebody they've never seen face-to-face, but is still in the family of faith, the family of Christ with them. And so that's a piece as well. Now, we have developed some of our own courses. For example, we find there's a lot of kids that come into our Lutheran schools that have zero biblical literacy. Don't know David and Goliath from Noah and the Flood. And so we've actually developed a course, kind of a Bible 101, that's I think at the middle school level, right, Kim? I think at that level. But we're also looking at developing some catechesis confirmation type online courses as well. One of the things we hear from pastors over and over again is that kids that take their confirmation classes but don't go to a Lutheran day school are often way behind. So, you know, we've been requested by numerous pastors to develop curricula that would kind of be able to help get those kids who don't have the blessing of going to the Christian day school up to snuff before they come into confirmation class. And I anticipate that's going to continue into the future. That's a need that we've seen just in our own unique Lutheran family. And so we've developed a number of those and are continuing to do so. And we've been blessed just again with one of our teachers is a pastor here in our area and has written a couple of courses now for us and done a really, really fine job with that. So this isn't even in schools, but we're anticipating churches might be using Genesis on the theological side, just on the theology classes, to help them as they bring, a growing number of families that just don't have that background, you know. To bring them to where they need to be as they start to study the catechism. So those are a number of ways we do it. You know, the thing we don't have at Genesis Virtual Academy, we don't have sports. Maybe we'll go to eSports.
eSports, there you go.
We can do it. But, you know, we don't have sports. We don't have prom. We don't have homecoming. We don't have all those things that the high schools do. And that's always where a big part of the ministry goes. And so that's the one piece we just haven't quite cracked that nut yet. How do you do prom online, right? Digital dancing or something. But one of the things that we do to continue is the communication with the kids and with the, you know, at a school with the parents and with the principals or whoever, however we're delivering that to them. And again, if you go to the website or you, listen to any of our teachers, we have a teacher who teaches Chinese and she lives just south of the Twin Cities here in a town called Shakopee. And she is, I go to church with her, a faithful Christian. And I know that in her work, she is sharing Jesus with these kids as she teaches them Chinese, which is pretty amazing, I think.
We're talking with Joel Landscreener and Kim Ross from the Genesis Virtual Academy here on the Lutheran Education Podcast. So gentlemen, as we get to wrapping up here, let me just ask you, what are the strengths? I mean, if you were asked, what strengths do you see that the Genesis Virtual Academy has to offer to individual families, to schools, what can you provide them that would be unique and would be excellent? And Joel, just to kind of follow up on what you just said before, what's next? What are those things that you're envisioning for the Academy that might be coming down the line? Some new stuff, anything we can scoop this morning?
Well, some of the things that I think we do well is that we're able to customize our courses on an individual basis. We're not locked into a time schedule, a certain calendar will meet the needs of schools wherever they are, whatever their calendars are. I think a strength that we have and something that's real important for us is our service, that we're serving our students well, we're serving our parents well, we're serving our schools well. we desire that as we interact with our customers, that they're seeing Christ through our interactions in how we work and serve. I think we do a good job of being a solution and a resource for schools, principals. I use the term back pocket solution. Schools are challenged, and Joel and I both have experience being administrators, so there are situations that come up that it's just nice to have an option to present families and students. And online learning can be that solution in a wide variety of things. So we feel good about being able to help schools, serve their students, and serve their families. What's next, Joel?
What's next, Kim? You know, we have been at this for a while, and that's a question we're always asking ourselves. You know, I wish I had a big scoop for you today, a big announcement today. But at this point, we're just continuing to grow the school, and it's growing every year, which is kind of pointing to its success as well. Each year, we've had more and more courses delivered to more and more kids, which is a great blessing. You know, we just continue. I got to read the next book. Kim, somebody's got to write the next book to inspire the next step on what we'll do with Genesis. But I guess one of what you asked earlier, what was one of the great things that happened? Having those three kids last year who graduated at Mayer Lutheran with the traditional graduates of Mayer Lutheran, and the traditional kids were great. They welcomed these three strangers just like they were their own, because they know they have a real high school diploma coming in, you know. Yeah. And to me, we'd like to see more of that, where families can actually interact and have that experience of the graduation ceremony, of the celebration, the chance to, you know, really kind of, as much as this is a kind of a non-traditional way of educating, some of the traditions at school are still very important. And like I said, I don't know how we do an online prom. I don't know how we do online sports, although I do have an idea with that. But, you know, being able to somehow have that physical, you know, relationship, contact, like we had at graduation, that is just absolutely golden. And if you ask any kid about their high school career, rarely will they talk about the courses they took. They'll talk about the social interactions and the games they went to and all the horseplay and everything that kids do in high school, grade school, that make it so great. That's the kind of part that we're still trying to think, how do we build that community with kids literally all over the world taking our courses? And we're always open for solutions. So everybody who's listening to this today, we'd love to hear from you and hear your dreams, because we have the capacity to do a lot of great things. And that's the beauty of our entire Lutheran school system and this sounds like wonkish talk here, but the true synergy that our schools provide for the sake of God's kingdom is absolutely eye-popping. It's fantastic. We'd encourage every listener with ideas to contact Kim or myself, and we follow every lead and take it. It's a great joy to do so.
And so if any of the listeners did want to reach out to either of you to get more information about Genesis Virtual Academy or to talk about online learning and how they could be doing that at their school or partnering with you to do it through the academy, how would you suggest they get in touch with you?
I think the easiest way to do that is just go to our website. It's www.genesisva.org. Victor Alpha, GenesisVA.org, and you can see more about Genesis. And then in the upper right-hand corner, there is a button that says Contact Us. So just click on that, and phone number is there, and a way to send a message. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I cannot thank you enough for your time today and for the great ministry work that you guys are doing through the Genesis Virtual Academy and at Mayer Lutheran High School. So, Joel Landscreener and Kim Ross, thank you for joining the podcast, and blessings on the ministry work that you're doing.
Thank you, Rich. And to you, too, and everybody at LSEM. We use LSEM here at Mayer Lutheran, and our kids are greatly blessed through your program. So thank you for that opportunity.
It is a partnership that we appreciate and cherish as well. Kathy Martin does a great job for us there, and we're very thankful to be in partnership with you on that. And hey, maybe we need to talk a little bit about doing some stuff with you with the Virtual Academy as well. I've got a few ideas in my head after our conversation this morning. All right. And again, thank you for listening. We appreciate your listenership. So for Dave Klonke, our producer, I'm Rich Schumacher. Thank you again for listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries.
Thank you for listening to the Lutheran Education Podcast, brought to you by Lutheran Special Education Ministries. To hear future episodes, please subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. For more information on this episode's topic or any other questions regarding Lutheran education or Lutheran Special Education Ministries, please feel free to contact us at 248-419-3390 or visit our website at www.luthsped.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Yes, I pray.